for those too cheap to take the bus. There's a Walk Time Show on Tequila Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Or wherever you might be. And the next time we're talking about the day, and today's inventions. So if you haven't invented anything, you'll be looking for ideas for your invention. And my idea for this invention is to call it the best before date fridge, which I found out most of you actually invented it. You're annoyed! But likely it's a half fifth that tells you when the time's going out of date. So when you can't, you don't end up eating it after it's out of date, or you end up throwing it away. Well, I just eat it without date because I don't care. But that is a nice text view when you look at the garlic. And I think the text, that's mind-blowing, because it's saying Nolan, and I'm not a heron, whatever. So, last next week, I don't know.
Another joke. It's not a joke. Not for a pair of fish. It's another joke. It's not a joke.
in Coke, like, I don't know, sweets or chocolate bars. That might work. Not cool. Alright, in the chocolate incident, worse I thought that. Remember, when the toasted salmon cracker, which, although in a way, is the worst invention, because everyone has one, but doesn't use it. There must be nothing else in the world where everyone has one, but doesn't use it. And I'm thinking, how in hell have I sold all the sandwich makers? If nobody uses it twice, and then never again, because they realize it's so difficult to clean out one of these toasted sandwich things. If you try to clean it, as well as it deserves a rant all on its own, but that has to wait for another day and another dollar. It's time once again for another rant. I know you've been looking forward to this. And this week we are talking about McDonald's, because, you see, what happened? I was going to.
Today we would do so in a buff, just so as they did. So that would completely change the women's gymnastics. You know, 13-year-olds do this. That would not be advised. We have certain problems in certain places. So number 10 would be horses and rats cannot throw up, and that's why rat poison works. So think about it. You could give a horse or a rat as much alcohol and they never throw up. Imagine if you could do that. How good would that be? And number 3, if a person is caught selling a Spider-Man doll in France, they can be arrested. The law prohibits the sale of any doll that doesn't have a human face. It's not a human face, technically. It's a human face right in the mouth. I mean, that's still a human face. So, I haven't got any inventions, because I'm not popular on the show, and nobody listens. Oh, I just don't munch to do that. Probably that's what the problem is. I could do my own Dragon Stem style pitch, but again, I can't remember which number. It might be number 9. There we go. So about that invention based music. So I'm trying to think of what I could do with a Dragon's Den style pitch. I run £500,000 for 0% of the business, and the business basically is about allowing for it to be nice, but it's about selling things to Eskimos, because you know Eskimos, it's a bunch of Eskimos who can't contact each other. So if these are our friends, the Eskimos, they can have a good network of Eskimos, and they can maybe make their own republic of Eskimos. And that will, you know, benefit the world, because the Eskimos obviously look after all the ice, and then the ice went out, and then they're all uncertain, and yes, we're fine. So, I'm out. Why did Andy from Little Britain get over there? I don't know what's going on. It's not fun, it's not British. I'm out. I've got to find out about Peter Jones. I think he's out too. I think they're all out, to be honest. They're actually out of the building. That's about out the end. There's that out, though. Yeah, they might be out. Who knows? The Olympics is on this year, as we probably know from everywhere. It says, the Olympics. Did you know the Olympics on here? Yeah, I did somehow. I don't know how I found out, but I definitely know it's on. So, this is Great Britain men's gymnastic team, if I can say it, qualified for London 2012. It's the first time a men's team has qualified for the Games since Barcelona in 1992. Let's give them a big round. 19 is the first, no more. So when with a total of 358.227 points, who likes these points? Out of France, Spain, Italy, who also qualified. That's as vague as I can be at the moment. It's unfortunate, but we shall do that, and we shall make more radio, because nothing can stop me making more radio except maybe a tomorrow, or if the Mayans prove to be right, and it is the end of the world at the end of the year, which I should be really mad about. All the fun for you, damn, and the years I have left for, and it's all, no. So don't be right, Mayans. But anyway, here's Jesse J with Domino on the things we can appreciate whilst we're still alive. No, Jesse J, we can't appreciate you. It must be
a silent amount, but obviously it is true, because Jesse J just died on me. It's a sign that things are dying.
I'm positive, though. Yeah.
Like our page on Facebook, The Walk Time Show.